Good morning and Merry Christmas. Would you pray with me before we go to God's Word? Father God, we come to you this morning in the dark of a snowstorm, and we ask that the light of your Spirit would come among us and open our hearts to receive your word with joy. And we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, we will be hearing the word of God from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Radio announcer Paul Harvey used to tell a story every year at Christmas. He told of a man who would stay home from worship on Christmas Eve while the rest of his family would go to church, because he simply couldn't buy into the idea that God became a man and lived on earth. So this particular occasion, while his family was at church, this man was sitting by the fire reading his paper, and outside the snow began to fall and the wind began to blow, much like it is right now, and he heard this thudding noise. And he heard it again and again. And he thought maybe some neighborhood kids were throwing snowballs at his picture window. So he got up and looked outside. But instead, he saw a small flock of birds huddled and shivering out in the dark and in the cold. And he was moved by compassion because he thought that these birds would surely freeze to death out in that cold darkness. And so he thought, maybe I can help them find shelter in our barn. So he went outside, but as he approached them, the birds just panicked. He tried to lure them with a path of breadcrumbs, but they ignored it because as he approached them, they just fluttered around helplessly. He tried to catch them, and he tried to shoo them by flapping his arms. But no matter what he tried, they would just scatter in every direction except the direction of the warm, lighted barn. And then he realized that they were just afraid of him. To them, he reasoned, I'm just this huge, giant, terrifying creature. If only I could think of some way to let them know that they can trust me, that I'm not trying to hurt them, but to help them. But how? because any move that he made just made them more frightened and confused. They just would not follow. They would not be led or shooed because they were afraid of him. If only I could be a bird, he thought to himself, and mingle with them and speak their language. Then I could tell them not to be afraid. I could show them the way to safety, to the warm, safe barn. But I would have to be one of them so that they could see and hear and understand. And it was at that moment that the church bells began to ring and the sound came to him over the wind of the storm. And then he sank to his knees in the snow because at that moment he finally knew what he hadn't been able to know or understand before. You could say he saw the light. John tells us that the light of the world came that first Christmas. And John's telling of this story is missing the usual elements. We have no angels or shepherds. There's no manger scene. There's no baby Jesus. Instead, we have the Word. And John takes us back to the very beginning. And this is no accident, because John is telling us that this Christmas story began before everything began. And it began in the darkness. It began when God spoke, because the very Word of God is the light that we now celebrate, the light that saves us. It all began in the beginning. God spoke, "Let there be light." And by the power of that word, all things came into being. But it certainly doesn't seem like light won out from the beginning, because as we follow the story, we learn how sin entered the world and death. I mean, there were certainly moments of light when God spoke into the darkness through his people. But sometimes it seemed like darkness was winning. We look back over the story of Israel and things got pretty dark. They turned to worshiping other gods, and the prophets told them that they chose darkness instead of light. Isaiah at one point told the people, "You've called evil good and good evil. You've put darkness for light and light for darkness." It seemed like there was no way to get the people to understand. They continued to flounder in the darkness, refusing to be led. They refused the light and the shelter that God offered. It seemed that darkness was overcoming the light as they went into exile. And even by the time that Jesus came into the world, darkness seemed to be winning as they still struggled under the Roman Empire. And sometimes for us, it still seems like darkness is winning. I mean, even at this time of year, maybe especially at this time of year, in the madness that this season becomes, we run the risk of missing Jesus, of missing the light. Some of us may be thinking, how is that possible? I mean, this is what Christmas is all about. It's all about Jesus, isn't it? We couldn't possibly miss him. But sometimes in the busyness of this season, we miss the light. We rush around with our preparations. We have lists of things to do and places to go and things to buy and gifts to wrap. Sometimes we just get so busy with the festivities that we fail to see the real light. But There might be other reasons that we miss the light. For some, this has been a very difficult year. Some are experiencing this season for the first time without a loved one. And for some of you, you may be wondering when things are going to get bright again, or if they're going to get bright again. The days seem dark. And the situation in the world and in our country seems dark. It's been a trying year. We're worn out by the news. We're wearied by the politics. And we're heartbroken by the pain in the world. And we wonder, when will things get brighter? Because lately things have seemed pretty dark. But the only Son of God willingly chose to empty himself of all of his privileges as God's Son. He chose to be born as a lowly human child. The one who is the creative force behind everything that ever was, is, and will be, became a mere creature. I mean, this day is more than celebrating just a sweet baby who was born 2,000 years ago. He entered into the darkness, into our darkness, to bring light and life. And we desperately need this light today, just as it was needed then, just as it has always been needed. And the Word has always been there in the darkness. Since before time began, the Word was there in the dark with God. The Word was God. He, the Christ, was the one who caused all things to come into being. He was there in the dark, bringing light from the beginning of time. He was there when the people of Israel thought darkness was winning. To those in the dark, Isaiah spoke the word of promise and restoration. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has dawned, and light did dawn. The Word became flesh so that we could know and understand. The Word became flesh to light the way. He came and lived among us. Eugene Peterson says he moved into the neighborhood. He did this so that by looking at him, we would know God, because that was the only way humans could understand. God had to become one of us. God had to speak our language. Without that, we would continue to fear God. We would continue to flounder in the darkness. And even though the world didn't accept him, Jesus made a way for the world to be with him. He allowed himself to go to the cross, but darkness did not have the final word, because the light still shines. Darkness did not overcome it. Yes, Christmas is about so much more than a baby in a manger, because a baby can't say anything. And Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the light that came into the world that day and changed everything, and we can't miss it. This is what John means when he says that what has come into being in him was life. Everything that is in him, in union with Christ, is brought into life, and this life is the light of all people. And that light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Today we celebrate because the light overcame the darkness rather than the other way around. The darkness couldn't put it out. You know, when Jesus died, the light burst out of the grave and still shines on. And he left his Spirit with us to shine in us and through us so that we can shine his light in the darkness. He calls us to go and show others the way, to the shelter that he offers. We're now the way that he seeks to bring light into the darkness, the way that he makes himself known. A couple of months ago, I heard Father Gregory Boyle give a talk in Grand Haven. He is an example of light shining in the darkness. Father Gregory is a Jesuit priest who embodies the light of Christ on the streets of Los Angeles. And he founded Homeboy Ministries, which seeks to reach gang members in LA. Now, Father Gregory hasn't become a gang member, but you could say he's moved into the neighborhood and learned how to talk the talk. In fact, at times his talk was a little bit shocking. He talks like no other priest I've ever heard, but it was refreshing. And these gang members know that he loves them. They understand him. They trust him. They believe him. And his ministry has helped over 1,000 gang members leave their gangs and find work and a new life. But it's more than just that. This ministry is changing hearts. It's bringing light into darkness. Father Gregory embodies Christ as he shines light into a dark place. And each of us has the opportunity to be light in the darkness exactly where God has placed us. The light of Christ shines on into our busyness and into our darkness. Right now, we're in that in-between time where we celebrate when the light first came and we look ahead to when the light will return and finally defeat darkness once and for all. We celebrate because we look forward in hope to that day. We know the light will come again and make everything new. Darkness will be defeated once and for all. Revelation 21 tells us that when that happens, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. And when that happens, he will wipe away all of our tears. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be a thing of the past. And in that new city, there will be no more night and no more darkness, for the Lord will be our light forever. So today we celebrate because the light has come and the light continues to shine. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.